It's not baking powder or soda. It comes in a small packet and granulated. You know what that is you might use? What do you call that? No. You might use it to make a bread rise.
Baking powder.
No, or something else you might use that?
No.
Will you ever use yeast?
Baking powder, that's old.
Okay. And the inside part of an egg, what do you call that?
Who?
The inside part of an egg.
That's yellow egg.
Yeah, the yellow?
Yeah.
You ever call that the yolk? Or just always a yellow?
Oh, the yellow.
Okay. Let's see. Now, if you cook, you can. There's several ways you can cook eggs. Can you tell me about some of the different ways that eggs can be cooked?
Yeah, well, you can just ground them. Mm-hmm. And then you cook them plain.
Now, how's that? How do you do that?
Well, you just cook it. When you break it, you don't just break it and put it over in the fryer and then pepper it and salt it. Mm-hmm. Then turn it over. And it stays solid, but when you scramble it, you just mix them.
You ever just take the whole egg and drop it in water?
Yeah.
And what do you, what's that called?
I'll forget just what.
Boil.
Some of those, it's funny.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever seen it where people break the egg and let it go into the water, boiling water there?
Yeah.
What's that called? You know that? You know about that?
No.
Did you ever have poached eggs?
Poached eggs, I think that's what.
Must be what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking earlier about hogs and some of the kind of things you got from hogs. What do you usually call a fat salt pork?
What you call it?
Yeah. What do y'all usually call it around here? Fats, you know, salt pork.
Yeah. Salt pork. Mm-hmm. And sausages.
And you ever call it fat back?
Fat back. Yeah, it's fat back. And
what's the other names for fat back you might have?
No, that's...
You ever caught me with white meat?
White meat.
Ever heard of
it? Milling meat.
Milling meat?
Yeah.
Ever heard of
it? That's the two sides. Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, milling meat, the same thing as white?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Oh.
But only the difference is you got a streak of lean and a streak of fat in some of it.
Which
one? And then this fat back, he ain't got none in it. He ain't nothing but fat.
Now, is milling got a streak of lean in it?
Yeah.
And what about white meat? You got a streak of lean?
No, that's just plain meat.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody?
And some hogs, it's just different than the hogs. Some hogs don't have no. The whole thing will be just fat. It don't be no lean.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, some of it got a streak of lean, streak of fat.
Huh. I didn't know that.
And then some of it, when you go to have a fat back, now that's nothing but fat.
Mm-hmm. And Millen's got that streak of lean.
Yeah, streak of lean, streak of fat.
Mm-hmm. Now, you ever heard it called sow belly?
Yeah.
Oh, that mean the same thing as fat belly?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. What about side meat? Ever heard that term?
Well, that's the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, now, the thing that you eat for breakfast sometimes has a streak of lean meat in it.
And bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how is that different from fat back? Is it the same thing as milling meat?
No, it's a milling. It's milling. But see, that's that streak of lean, streak of fat. But they make a out of that. But now this, some of that fat, they make it nothing but fat back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you usually cut off the side of a hog there? You cut off, between the shoulder and the ham, you cut a what?
A milling.
Mm-hmm. And you call that you call it a side of middling?
Yeah, side of middling, yeah.
And on bacon sometimes you get a part that's tough to chew, the outside there. What do you call that? Bacon? You know, the edge of the bacon, the outside of the bacon.
Outside of the bacon, that's next to the fat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got a name for that? Anybody call it the rind, maybe?
Real rind. And then you got it's a short, they call it, and then it's a blade bone, mm-hmm. shoulder, and ham. Mm-hmm. And backbone, when you cut it up, and spare rib, you got, that's some ribs come out of the other part.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. And now the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs, you just call that bacon.
Bacon.
You ever heard anybody call it smoked meat?
No, well, it'd be smoked meat.
Yeah, it would be, but you probably wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, it would be smoked meat.
Mm-hmm. Now, but if you keep meat too long, you'd say the meat is done what?
Molded.
Molded. You, any other word you'd use for that?
No.
You ever heard anybody say rancid?
Rancid, yeah.
What, anything else that might happen to it? Spoiled?
Yeah.
You use spoiled?
Tainted? Yeah.
If meat's been kept too long, it starts smelling. Anybody ever say it's funky? It smells funky?
Yeah.
You say that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's see, that sometimes if you didn't buy your meat at the grocery store, you might go to a man who cuts it up. What do you call him? A man that cuts some meat and everything, has a store, and maybe you call him what?
That's a...